The second ha'ara I saw in the Sefer Nachal Eshkol. So David Yoyo Weiss in his Megadim Chadashim in Parshas Dvarim, he brings this Marim Makim. It's a beautiful Marim Makim. So first of all, who was the Nachal Eshkol? The Nachal Eshkol was written by a 19th century Gadol. His name was Reb Tzvi Binyamin Auerbach. The Nachal Eshkol itself was written as a pirish on the Sefer Eshkol. Now, the Sefer Eshkol is a work that was written by one of the Rishonim. This is a classic halachic work. But the Nachal Eshkol is a pirish on the Sefer Eshkol. And in his pirish on Sefer Eshkol, it's in the end of Hilchas Mikvois, he brings a Dover Nifla that he heard from his father, who told him that he heard it from his Zeta. And he was coming to answer another very famous kasha. This is a Magen Avraham's kasha. We're literally jumping all over the place. That is, the Magen Avraham asks a famous kasha. The kasha is that we celebrate Shavuos when? We celebrate Shavuos on Vav Sivan. Chutz Laaretz, it's Vav and Zayin Sivan. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's one day. And the one day is Vav Sivan. We count 50 days. Miyom HaViyachem. And then you have Shavuos. But the point is Shavuos is on Vav Sivan. Okay. When we celebrate Shavuos, we daven Shmoneh Esrei, we say, Atu b'chartonu mikol ha'am, v'atitin lanu Hashem aleikeinu, chag ha'Shavuos hazeh, zman matan Torah'seinu. As if to say the Torah was given on Vav Sivan. So the Magen Avraham asks, not true. We know the Torah was supposed to be given on Vav Sivan, but ultimately it wasn't given on Vav Sivan. Moshe Rabbeinu was Moisef Yomechem Midaitoi, and as a result, instead of the Torah being given on Vav Sivan, the Torah was given on Zayin Sivan. It's afraid to Magen Avraham. How could we say Zman Matan Teiraseinu on Vav Sivan? Vav Sivan was not Zman Matan Teiraseinu. Vav Sivan was a Yontif. That's true. They brought the Shtei Alechem. It was Chag Atzeres, but it's not Zman Matan Teiraseinu. It could have, would have, should have been, but it was pushed off a day. And really, Zman Matan Teiraseinu ended up being on Zayin Sivan. This is, again, one of the great kashas of all time. It's the Magen Avraham's kasha. So, Rav Tzvi Binyamin Auerbach, the Baal Nachal Eshkol, said that he heard from his father, who told him over a teretz, that he was Mekabel from his Zayda. And he wanted to say like this. He said that the Yidden, when they left Mitzrayim, they fought a war against Amalek. Amalek came right. Literally, Yidden left Mitzrayim, and immediately Amalek attacked. Meaning, Amalek attacked sometime between when the Yidden left Mitzrayim and when the Yidden stood at the foot of Har Sinai, and they were mekabel the Torah. So listen to this guyness. He said that Chazal say, it's a Rashi and Chumash, but Chazal say that during the fight against Amalek, Moshe Rabbeinu got the sun to stop in its tracks for 24 hours. That means a day that should have been, let's call it 24 hours, ended up being 48 hours, right? The day ended up extending. It ended up being, really, in Kamus, like 2 days, but it was only one day. So he said, what happened to the moon during that Kufa? Doesn't say anything happened to the moon. Now, by Yishuv Ben-Nun, maybe it does. Ayin Shom. But the point is, it doesn't say anything about the moon. So he says, it's mistaber that the moon kept on doing what it did. And the moon goes with a cheshbon of 29 days and how many hours and how many chalakim. We just finished learning Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. So the moon did what it did. So the moon keeps on doing its thing. But the solar year now and the lunar year are off. They're not in tandem anymore. Because from the lunar perspective, from the moon's perspective, what we're going to count as one day really ended up being 2 days. So he says, it comes out, the Yidden left Mitzrayim, and they counted 50 days. And on the 50th day, they ended up being Mekabel the Torah. You know what day that was? It wasn't Vav Sivan. That day was actually Zayin Sivan. And the reason it was Zayin Sivan that day, because the Cheshbon was off. There was a discrepancy between what they were counting as far as the amount of days were, and in terms of what the moon was, because the moon was a day ahead. So he says it comes out that Be'etzem, 50 days later, was really Zayin Sivan. So he says, when we go ahead now, we count 50 days. And Hanami, 50 days today is Vav Sivan. It's really not Zayin Sivan. Abba Lamai said, the Eshtayar, it was 50 days, and that's when it happened. And then the 50 days ditched in with Zayin Sivan, and that's why maybe it ended up being always 50 days would be Zayin Sivan. Definitely a tremendous pikchis. David Yoyo Weiss has a few ha'aris. He says, Divrei pi chacham chen. He says, it's a meyerdiger einfall, and it's a epic chap. But at the same time, he says, there's a few ha'aris that you can ask. Ayin Shom b'megadim chadashim. Regardless, two ha'aris, as it relates to this idea that Moshe Rabbeinu, just like Yeshua Ben-Nun and Nachtiva Ben-Gurion, were able to get the sun to stop in its tracks.